Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Once again, for Joe is out tonight. I will be with you the next 3 hours here at Realside Radio. It is always, always, always a pleasure being with you. Yeah, you've heard a lot from me the last few weeks. but don't worry, Joe will be back again tomorrow night, and it is always fun being with you. If you've got anything you want to chat about tonight, you are certainly welcome to give us a phone call, any subject, although I'm about to get into a pretty heavy one this first of 3 hours, but you can always give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, that's 855-732-5563. So, I don't know if you've watched any news that's talked about this. I don't know where it's being played, if it's being played. I read about it over the weekend or yesterday. Happy belated Labor Day, everybody. A Russian state television station threatened nuclear strikes against the United States in response to the U.S. involvement in the war between Russia and Ukraine. Make an appearance on Russia One Channel, Igor Korochenko, editor of National Defense newspaper, suggested that unprecedented action could be taken by Russia against the United States. He said, "The most important message we should send to the Americans is that we will not wage war with you in Europe." He said, "In response to your attacks on Russian military or civilian facilities, the first strike will be a preventative, limited strike against targets on the territory of the United States of America." He went on to say that Russian officials and experts would discuss the use and permissibility of tactical nuclear weapons, what goals and what tactics we will use. The nuclear threat from Russia's state television comes after Russia announced last week that it had put its Sarmat strategic missile system on combat duty. Russian Sarmat strategic missile system is capable of reaching the United States. In response to the threat, Gerashchenko stated, "Attention, United States. Russian propagandists threaten with nuclear strikes on U.S. territory." And according to Newsweek, Korochenko's threat on Russia's state television appears to have been due to warnings by NATO against Russian aggression and comments by Ben Hodges, a senior NATO member of logistics. Hodges, I don't know if you saw this, he urged Ukraine's allies to provide the country with necessary weapons, such as army tactical missile systems that would allow Ukraine to retake Crimea from Russia. Ukraine would then presumably be able to conduct effective strikes on the Crimean Peninsula, according to Hodges. So, happy Tuesday, everybody. Like I said, I don't know if they're discussing this on the broadcast news networks. They're probably still talking about Trump's indictments or some, you know, something. But this is happening. This is where we are now with the Ukrainian war that the United States has been by and large mostly financing against Russia through Ukraine. And this is where we are. This is the discussions that are now being had. You know, there's a lot of rumors right now that Putin is, you know, he's unrecognizable in pictures that have been unearthed, that he's either sick, and some people are saying he's even dead. I don't know if we can go as far as to presume that. But the question is, if he's really sick, and I'm sure a lot of people around the world are wondering this about the American president, who's pulling the strings? And is it people like, you know, this propagandist, this individual, Kerchenko, who is, I don't know, is he crazy? Or is he representing a portion, population of the Russian people? I don't think they want war. The Russian people certainly don't want nuclear war because they know what's going to happen. I mean, without a doubt, it's a parking lot city. But we're talking about tens of millions of people dying. And for what? I mean, this is... Listen, I'm a kid from the 70s and 80s, like many of you listeners out there. I'm an older Gen X, as we are called. And I remember, you know, watching in high school and college the movies, the Day After. Remember that one? Well, and you know, it kind of sticks with you a little bit when you're in high school or even younger, maybe, and you think about it. And I thought we got beyond this. I thought we had come to our senses in this world. But listen, Russian President Vladimir Putin was said to have deployed tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus just weeks ago. And so, you know, things are moving here, folks. And I'm going to want to talk about this a lot more. Maybe you do as well. You can certainly give us a phone call this hour at 855-732-5563. But before that, we've got a fantastic guest that's going to be joining us right after the break, returning to Realside, Peter Husey, who is a senior nuclear weapons analyst at the Center of Military Modernization. If there's one person on this earth that knows what the heck is going on, Peter is it. So don't go away, folks. This is going to get interesting. Realside Radio, Whiskey Dave in the chair. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, do not be a jackwagon. Do not be a jackwagon under any circumstances, because we're going to fix the world for you over the next 3 hours here. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio. Sorry to start out this hour with such, concerning negative news, but I think to pull it apart and put it back together again, we're going to welcome back Peter Husey, who's a senior nuclear weapons analyst at the Center for Military Modernization. Welcome back, Peter. How are you?
Introduction.
Oh, it's always great having you. So, I was just talking before the break here about Russia's chilling threat over the weekend as, we're looking here at the U.S. sending nuclear weapons to the United Kingdom for the first time in 15 years. We've got Russia threatening nuclear strikes in the United States. Is this 1983? What? I just woke up and I'm back in high school again. What happened?
Well, we thought we won the Cold War back in 1991, but I call it Cold War number one, which is Victor Hansen says we're now in Cold War number two, but the Cold War is getting increasingly hot, and not just Russia, but also includes China. Russia has a messianic view that anybody who speaks Russian belongs as part of the Russian Empire. And Putin has said, well, I'm not going to rebuild the USSR, the Soviet Union, but then he turns around and does these things. Now, you're very right. He has been very reckless in his rhetoric about nuclear weapons. The thing is, he's not telling us whether he's really serious or this bluff, but he has thousands of small nuclear weapons, which he could use in a limited strike in the region. I'm not going after New York. I think he knows hitting the continental United States is over in terms of our response. But that doesn't mean he can't hit parts of Europe, including parts of Ukraine. And the shock to the economic system would be, to say nothing about politics, he wants us to go away. He doesn't want us to arm Ukraine. And the thing that concerns me about this whole thing is, what is our objective? Is it to kick Russia out of the entirety of Ukraine? Because remember, he took part of Ukraine in 2014. And unfortunately, we sent blankets, if you remember, to Ukraine. No military assistance. So
I do remember kind of disconnect. Yeah.
Right. And then he also went into Moldova and went into Georgia. And so I'm torn. I have people I admire enormously who think we need to defeat Russia. On the other hand, I'm also cognizant of how reckless do you think Mr. Putin is, and would a negotiated settlement going back to the status quo ante, which however much I don't like, and I know the Ukrainians don't like it because after all it's their country, that's where we were from 2014 to 2022. And so Ukraine, as long as this war goes on, the country that's going to get harmed, and part of it every day, more and more of it gets destroyed, is Ukraine. Now, we'll get drone strikes in Russia, but they're not demolishing their cities. They're not blowing up apartment buildings and schools and stuff. So I'm very torn. But I think unless we figure out what our goal is and achieve it and give, you know, Ukraine the weapons to achieve that, what are we doing? We're going through another... Well, Mr. President, we can muddle through. A friend of mine told me we'll get two more years at least of this. And who knows? Wars can change, like the Battle of the Bulge completely changed World War II. Okay, but we're not there yet, I don't think. And so I'm very torn, but I must say we have to come up with a plan and execute it. And if you can't, negotiate a ceasefire.
Well, that you precipitated my question for you because, there's two parts to this question. Number one, with the reports of Putin being possibly unstable, there's pictures of him out there, and I don't know how reliable those pictures are, but he looks gaunt. He looks thin. There's even some places that are saying that he's not even alive anymore. I don't think we can go as far as to believe that. But how reliable is he to make decisions that are going to be beneficial to not just himself and his people, but, you know, not to blow the world up, number one. And number two, we are funding this war. I mean, let's make no bones about it. And apparently reports are coming out over the weekend, and this is from the Ukrainian government, of all places, that are saying the amount of corruption with the billions of dollars that the United States has sent over to Ukraine is so evident. I mean, you know, they're taking money and they're sending it worldwide. Officers in the Ukrainian army and the military and the bureaucracy there are becoming multi-millionaires overnight. So, you know, I guess my question is, how reliable is Putin at this stage? And number two, what is the end game with Ukraine?
Well, your question about Mr. Putin is very important because he relies on a group of people that tell him what he wants to hear. So the only thing that wakes him up is, oh, we didn't take over Ukraine in 3 days. Well, yeah, been 2 years, almost 2 years now. So his problem is he as you saw, the one of the Wagner Group guys who wanted to take issue with what was going on, kind of, I don't know if it wasn't a fake invasion of Russia, but it was somewhat serious. So he's dead,
right?
The plane just magically disappeared, getting blown up. So I think Mr. Putin, it is one of those things where you've got someone on the other side of the phone, so to speak, who's not very stable, and I don't think he has a grasp of what's going on in the world, realistically. And the question is he going to bring the temple down on our heads? That's your first question. Your second question is, when you talk about the kind of money we have been giving, helping Ukraine, if this was World War II, we would say, well, that's the price of bananas, and, you know, we got to do it. But as you said, there isn't an end game, which we're clear about. We don't articulate it. We don't lay it out. I mean, I don't want to give Putin the detailed battle plans, but what's our goal? Okay?
Right.
People would have walked through fire and hell to support Churchill because Churchill said, our goal is utter victory. And everybody said, yeah, I'm with you. Even though it was 65 million people died in World War II. But we're not there. I mean, because we're not involved in the war in terms of American soldiers dying, that we are having some advisors and things. So I agree with you. We have to lay out what it is that's our objective. And
right,
in the back of our minds is, we took down Saddam in a heartbeat, brilliantly done. Took down the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, brilliantly done. And then 20 years later, what happened? The Taliban are back in power in Afghanistan.
Right, right, right.
And they're back.
Yeah.
The Iranians run the show.
Peter, we're going to take a break here. Can you stick through the break? Because I want to discuss your essay as well.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. We've got Peter Husey, Senior Nuclear Weapons Analyst, Center for Military Modernization. And we're going to be talking about all of that and what nuclear deterrence is going to be looking like moving forward here. Peter is on top of all of that to try and prevent, hate to say it, World War III. We'll be right back here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Top leaders in Washington are focused on averting a government shutdown this month. Top White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein tells CNBC there has to be give and take on both sides.
I think we need congressional Republicans to match some of the spending cuts that we've all agreed on with some high-end tax increases to inject more fairness into the code.
Republican lawmakers with the Freedom Caucus in the House are repeating an earlier call for steep across-the-board spending cuts. They also want strong border security language in any government funding package. Another continuing resolution to fund the government through early next year is the expected result of all this. United Airlines is triggering log jams at airports with Tuesday's reported request for a ground stoppage. Around noon, the major airline asked to ground all flights due to a reported computer glitch. United Airlines operates roughly 4,900 flights around the world each day to around 300 destinations, including 200 in the U.S. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Snap out of it, ladies and gentlemen. My goodness, what are we doing? This is a conversation that we could have had 40 years ago, and it would have been the same players. Incredible. We got Peter Husey, senior nuclear weapons analyst at the Center for Military Modernization. Welcome back, Peter. I appreciate you sticking through the break because you've written a couple of phenomenal essays that I wanted you to discuss briefly here to, you know, alleviate maybe some of the concerns that maybe people are feeling right now listening to this news, listening to these threats from Russia that they're going to nuke not just the United States, but, you know, regionally as well, and create basically a parking lot in their region. So talk to us a little bit about the nature of nuclear deterrence and how you've explained it in this phenomenal essay.
Well, thank you. We have to understand something. Our just-retired head of STRATCOM out in Omaha, Admiral Richard, testified before Congress repeatedly that unless nuclear deterrence holds, meaning no one uses nuclear weapons, all our conventional plans come to naught. So, therefore, it's not enough just to be good conventionally. You have to be good militarily with nukes. Here's the problem. We have no room for error and no room for delay, and we're 40-some-odd years after we last modernized. And if we don't modernize, we're out of distance, because the stuff we have now, heroically, we're keeping around, but is very old and very expensive and tough to maintain, and that's why we have to replace it with stuff that is 21st-century stuff as opposed to Minuteman submarines and bombers are between 40 and 70 years old when they're going to be replaced. I believe in deterrence. I think our nuclear deterrent is held in Ukraine, except for it didn't stop Putin from invading conventionally, but has stopped him from using nuclear weapons. But as you pointed out, how much faith do you have that this guy's a nuke? So here's our job. We have to conventionally modernize. We have to nuclear modernize all the triads. The command and control, but more importantly, we did have a Navy cruise missile, which is a short-range missile, comes off a submarine, has a nuclear charge on it, and it can get to wherever you want to get quickly, and the Russians don't know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We got rid of them in two administrations ago, not Biden and not Trump, but before. And it's going to take 5 to 7 years to build them. We could also have advanced technology on other things, but we got a gap, and Putin knows that, and
right.
Xi Jinping knows that. And that's why Putin is making these threats, because he knows we do have theater nuclear weapons. They're gravity bombs on airplanes in Great Britain and other parts of Europe. The plane has to fly over the territory and drop a bomb like World War II. It's not a cruise missile. It's not a long-range missile. That's all we got in the short-range, low-yield stuff in terms of theater weapons. And so we're kind of behind the eight ball on that. And then unless we modernize across the board. Now, one thing I wanted to say about, there was a story about Congress and the budget. In the 43 years I've been doing this, since the beginning of the Reagan administration, the defense industry and the Department of Defense and our soldiers have been under what's known as a continuing resolution for 10,000 of the 16,000 days since Ronald Reagan was inaugurated. That means that a continuing resolution is you can't start something new, and you can't spend any more money than you had last year. Well, that's great if the budget's going down, but during a lot of this time, budget was going up. But you can't get that money until Congress, 6 to 7 or 8 months after the beginning of the year, gets its act together, okay? And that has an enormous impact on what it does to think of yourself. If you have a company, and you're meant to keep around a workforce of 100, but the only thing they're doing is 50 of them are producing, the other 50 are playing pinochle. But you got to have them because the money may come in for demand for extra products. And so the military has to sit around wondering, or contractors, when are we getting the money? Now, even worse than that, we assumed at the end of the Cold War, because of the way we took down Saddam in Kuwait, the wars are going to be very short, months as opposed to years. And guess what? We're now fighting a war where we're in years and our supply system is running out of stuff. So not only are we getting it, giving Ukraine a lot of stuff, but our own inventory is being shortchanged. So our own security is troubled. That's not good. And so what I'm saying is, in this business, when you make mistakes, which we did at the end of the Cold War, we went to sleep. General Herrensack, who's retired, called it a holiday from history. Remember, we had Fukuyama said, end of history, don't have to worry. Threats aren't there anymore. You just go, we can go have a barbecue, which we did. And for 25, 30 years, we did. And now we're reaping the problem, which is we have no room for delay. We have no room for any error. And we're trying to catch up. China is building, as the admiral said, breathtakingly increased in their nuclear facilities. Russia never stopped building, except for a brief period during the 90s. When else was there because they were broke. So we have a real challenge. We have a plan on record that we're implementing, but there's some real problems if we don't keep going. And one of them is you got to get a budget. And I was looking at the numbers today. The Senate has not passed a single appropriation bill, and the House has passed one. And so
that's an incredible statistic. And what I'm looking at here and reading some of the materials, you know, from you, it's that it's a strategic bomber will in all probability be available sooner than 2030. It takes time to build, because you talk about a dyad versus a nuclear triad. Our bombers aren't even able to go up in the air at this point, right? So
well,
do we even have a true triad anymore?
But the bombers are not on alert, but they're capable. The problem is the new bomber is an extraordinary airplane, but the law says it only has to be nuclear 3 years after you begin putting it on the ramp. My hope is we may do it quicker. So I think sometime before 2030, we'll get the new B-21 bomber. I love America.
In our last few minutes here, talk about China, because they're ramping up quickly. They've got fifth generation fighters. Nowhere near close to the number of nuclear weapons that we have, but you only need one, right? I mean, let's be realistic here, you know, at the right place at the right time.
China has a 350 ship Navy, third largest air force in the world, and they just built 360 missile silos. Those missile silos can take a DF-31 or a DF-41 missile, which is anywhere from 3 to 10 warheads. Okay, you do the math. 360 silos, in addition to road mobile or rail mobile ICBMs, they're building 4 to 6 submarines. And the submarines, according to the admiral who runs the Navy in the Pacific, they now are putting mobile warheads on those missiles on there. And they do also have a long-range bomber. So I would say in 2030 to 2035, and this is if we're lucky, the Chinese will have in the field a force equivalent to what we have in the field, which is about 1,550 to 1,700 warheads, depending on how you want to count. Mm. The problem is, even if it's less than we have, I got Russia and I got North Korea, and add them all together, you're going to be 2 to 3 to 1 versus the United States. And I do know that everybody points out the Cuban Missile Crisis was resolved peacefully because the United States had a 8 to 9 to 10 to 1 advantage over the USSR at that time in terms of nuclear weapons that we had in the field deployed. In fact, the Minuteman missile first was deployed the very day that John Kennedy announced that we discovered Cuba, Russian missiles in Cuba. The very first Minuteman went on alert. I think we had 8 on alert in Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. So the balance is huge. China is trying to rectify that by basically having what Admiral Richard said, the ability to blackmail us or coerce us to stay out of a fight so they have a free hand in doing what they want to do. Okay? So it's not that the Chinese are going to nuke New York. Is they're going to say, you, America, can avoid any trouble, stay out. Let us do what we want in Taiwan, Korea, Japan. I don't know if you saw the news about the new map that the Chinese produced.
No, I didn't. What was it? Quickly here, because we're coming up for break.
They owned everything in the South China Sea, and they owned part of Malaysia, the Philippines, Russia, Japan, and Nepal, Tibet, and Vietnam.
Territory.
They say this is Chinese territory. And the map is like kind of making people go, well, oh, gee,
Region. Peter, we're coming up for our break. I really appreciate you taking the time. Where could everybody find your essay?
They could find it on the Warrior Maven website.
Okay, we'll put a link up here. We'll absolutely put the link up. We've got it here, warriormaven.com. Thank you so much for joining us again. We'll have you back on again down the road, and greatly appreciate your insight. We'll be right back here after the break at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Thank you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And you all make my day by being here at Realside Radio OO. Thank you for all being here tonight. It's a pleasure being with you on this beautiful Tuesday evening. Welcome back from Labor Day. How was your Labor Day, everybody? Hope you guys all had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Coming back and just engaging in the news and seeing what's going on with Russia, you know, threatening nuclear strikes on the U.S. And, I mean, it's kind of like enough to just turn off the news, I think, after a while, right? Well, it's an interesting follow-up discussion is that there is a lot of propagandists on Russian state TV right now. And it's an interesting thing. Moving away from the nuclear discussion, I just wanted to share with you what people in Russia are currently seeing on their local news or their national news. And Kremlin propagandists on Russian state TV are saying that political turmoil in the United States suggests that the country was facing a civil war. Vladimir Solovyov, evening show, apparently he has a regular show, and he regularly condemns the U.S. for its support of Ukraine. And yesterday, his show was no different. He said, the time, yesterday's show, the topic of discussion was the context of the Republican primaries in the 2024 presidential election. And what they're watching in Russia and listening to is a clip of Republican presidential contender and former UN ambassador Nikki Haley, in which she discussed age and term limits for lawmakers, obviously referring to Mitch McConnell. You know, he had his second frozen moment at the podium last week, and President Joe Biden. And of course, on this show, we've talked about Biden, we've talked about McConnell, we've talked about Dianne Feinstein. And she says, she said on the stage, our enemies are watching all of this. And Solyov responds, there is another problem, Nikki. I'm not going to try to do a Russian accent for you here. The whole world is your enemy right now because of the way you conduct your politics. Political analyst Andrei Sidorov weighed in to say that Haley was not the head of state and referred to a favorite among Kremlin pundits, the eternal President Trump, before Solyov said that whoever wins in 2024 will fight against us. Sidorov lamented how there were no longer Dana Rohrabachers in today's America, referring to the former Republican congressman who was the only elected official who had no plans to fight us, describing Rohrabacher's pro-Russian views. I don't know about that. I've met Dana Rohrabacher several times. He was a congressman here in California. And, yeah, I mean, he understand that there was nuance in the discussion. He certainly was not pro-Russia. But Sidorov seemed encouraged about Vivek Ramaswamy's stance on Russia, with the 2024 GOP candidate having suggested ceding Ukrainian territory to Putin to break the Russian-China alliance. Sidorov disagreed with Solyov's Civil War comparison and said that even with Trump enjoying a high level of support, there were not any major protests. Another pundit, Dmitry Dobnitsky, referred to previous unrest in the U.S. and the case of Kyle Rittenhouse, who was cleared of homicide charges, as he claimed self-defense in the shooting deaths of two men during racial protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, 3 years ago. If a black militia came out with their weapons, even the National Guard wouldn't be able to contain it, said Dobrynitsky. Everything will be decided in a civil war. And then he said, Solyov exclaimed, yes, that's good, well said, and we will help. You can find this exchange. It was shared on X, formerly Twitter, by Russia watcher and journalist Julia Davis, who wrote how Kremlin propagandists placed their hopes in Trump and Ramaswamy as they pined for a civil war in the United States. So let me just ask you a question. I mean, are we as a country, with arguing as we do amongst Republicans and Democrats and libertarians and liberals and wokists and everybody else that are in our mainstream media, we're not just arguing with ourselves, but we are also, obviously, we are an audience that is entertaining Russia. I mean, let's be realistic here. Everything that we are saying in the mainstream media right now is being used as propaganda. And the questions are, and this goes back to what we were just talking about here with Peter Husey, who is referring to the fact that nuclear deterrence isn't understood in part because our critics are out there saying that nuclear modernization, U.S. restraint, would endanger reciprocal moves by adversaries such as China and Russia, and that establishing a deterrence at an equal level where no nation seeks to play the nuclear card and gain a military upper hand is not something that we should be doing. So if we have those individuals out in our media that are sending a message to those individuals in Russia and China, what are we saying that may be giving them maybe a level of empty confidence, because we'll destroy them. I mean, there's no bones about it. Okay, even with our old stuff, you know, Peter Husey finishes one of his most recent articles, and he said the current planned nuclear force is exactly the power needed to deter, not in the service of aggression, but to prevent it. The additional good news is that now, some four decades since we started working on defenses, Admiral Richard, who he was referring to in our discussion just now, also underscored that technology now allows the U.S. to deploy advanced missile defenses that can impose costs on our adversaries, deny any advantage to the use of offensive missiles, stress the defense budgets of our adversaries, and discourage the adoption of escalate-to-win strategies, all of which is now central to ensuring that nuclear deterrence holds. When added together, the U.S. can make sure that every day our adversaries make the same decision, and as the sign behind Admiral Richard's desk wisely put it, not today. Reminds me of a certain president from the 1980s as well. Right? What were his three words? Peace through strength. And as long as people in this country understand, especially the critics of U.S. nuclear modernization, who are asserting that Washington should forego some nuclear modernization, such as, let's just get rid of the ICBMs, let's get rid of the cruise missiles, the low-yield sea-launched warheads. I mean, here's the thing, okay? If they want us and we do what they talk about doing, and that is rebuilding and upgrading our non-nuclear military capability, we need that as well. I mean, half of our crap is still left in Afghanistan, for Christ's sakes. We need to rebuild that too. Peace through strength. Now, I can have a discussion with anybody about the industrial military complex being way too big, having way too much money, the cronyism and the corruption and the taxpayers' money that is funding, and many people, especially those neocons out there that want wars that have been sponsored by the industrial military complex, Bill Kristol. Okay? We can have that discussion. But when it comes to peace through strength, you do want to make sure that your adversaries, your enemies, your foes, if you will, understand how breathtakingly disastrous it would be for any China or Russia to press any buttons. It is entirely possible that you can have a rogue minister in Russia or in China that thinks that their way to global dominance is a nuclear war because America is weak. We are a weak country. Take a look at our leadership. And they would be right when you talk about the politics. But the industrial military complex, they ain't messing around. So, yes, I have tremendous complaints about the money, the waste, the manipulation of wars, and those that are bought out, that are changing our politics, Bill Kristol. But at the end of the day, we have to remember this. Our goal in creating a nuclear force in this country, which we have done, is, as Peter Husey said, exactly the power needed to deter. Not the service of aggression, but to prevent it. All right, good discussion. We'll be back here after the break. Hour number two, Real Side Radio. Do not go away, folks. We've got a fantastic interview coming up here in hour number two as well, talking about the issues that will make you go, Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. We'll be right back.